Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we kind of peek around the corner, there's happenings here in the NFC South that really point to the potential for the Atlanta Falcons to be a division winner sooner than later if they play this right in Flowery Branch. And the question is, how do you play this? Do you play it for next year, or maybe do you play it for 2023? Hugh, we only know what we don't know and what we do know. And what we don't know is, will Sean Payton, retire or leave the Saints and go somewhere else? Will Tom Brady retire? Will Gronkowski join him? What about Ndamukong Suh? Will he retire? Will Tampa be able to, re-sign its guys? We know that Antonio Brown's not going to be there. So the question really becomes about 22 versus 23, because even if Brady and Gronk and Suh and Peyton all kind of come back here, the quarterbacking situation in New Orleans is who knows what. I mean, moving forward.
Yeah, I would think Tampa. Jameis Winston is going to be there, but the architect of what made that offense what it was is Coach Peyton. So if he doesn't come back, then I would think that Saints fans are going to be, looking like who's going to lead them, because he's been there forever, man. It feels like he's been there forever, through the tough times and everything, and he's such a part of that community. I think that they would definitely feel some kind of way if he wasn't there.
So, if you reimagine the Falcons now and take your lumps next year for, setting up 2023, is that something, when they came in here, let's stop for a second and go back to the beginning here with a year ago. Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith come in here and they say to us, Hugh, hey, we are going to be, kind of rebuilding, but as we rebuild this roster into the image that we want, we are going to do whatever it takes to contend. And you said that they could kind of do both. And in a way, they did. I mean, they played a meaningful game in January. Do you want to see that happen again this year where, you are still continuing to rebuild and you want to contend? Or is it better maybe to consider, possibly loading up for a run in 2023, and all of your offseason this year is designed not so much to next year but to 2023? Because by the year after next, this division could look entirely different.
See, this is the problem, John. You have a fan base right now that is probably disgusted, fed up, frustrated. All those words that equate to just not really enjoying watching the Falcons play. And I think Abe alluded to that on the show sheet when he talked about, the numbers for Falcons, watching the Falcons were down. You need to do something that's going to get this fan base excited about this team and this upcoming season. So I think that, to answer your question, John, you have to – it's a balancing act. You got to be competitive now and try to strike now and do that in the best possible way that you can, through free agency, building through free agency, and bringing in draft picks that get the people excited. See, that's the thing that we never talk about, because, we always talk about, hey, well, the team needs this and the team needs that. Listen, they have people, certain analysts, groups and whatnot, that go out into community all the time. And the Falcons do this a lot, and we know this because we're privy to it. And they gauge the interest of the fan base when it comes to this team. And they always are asking questions about how can they make things better. I'm not a part of this survey, but I would venture to say that I know Matt Ryan is probably one of those names that comes up in every survey or every answer in the survey that is possible. Probably comes up a lot. But they have to do something that makes people excited about coming to the games. And I would just think off the top of my head, they want a little bit more competitive team on the field. I think that starts with defense. I think that you have to go out and you look at the division, you got to go out and you have to have a competitive defense, John. To me, that's the biggest thing in this division that kind of separated us from everybody else. You look at Carolina's defense at the beginning of the season, how well they played. Offensively, not so much. They put a lot of stock into, Sam Darnold, and he was not that guy. You look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, defensively stout. Saints, same way. Their defense, the Saints' defense, kept them in a lot of games this year. Kept them in a lot of games when they were doing that quarterback shuffle and things of that nature. For us to be in a division where it's so, like, the defenses are so strong, our defense was, like, anemic. So we got to build that. So I think that you have to figure out a way to get those three games and at least get in the playoffs. You get in the playoffs, John, anything can happen, you know. So I think that, to your point, the rebuild starts kind of this offseason. So, yeah, and being competitive starts this offseason.
Yeah, I'm kind of the impression that I think that, you know, next year, and you're absolutely right when you say that they've got to give the fans something to hang their hat on. But, you know, to me, I think that, you know, if you position yourself right, it wouldn't bother me so much, you, if next year was, you know, because I think 2023 is when I want the franchise to really take off. You know, I mean, making the playoffs next year would be nice. But, you know, look, let's talk turkey here. Is Foye going to be back on this team? I don't think so. I think you're losing. I don't know how you replace the leading tackler, but I don't think Foye Luke, and I don't think they're
resigning. Well, I tell you what, he's going into free agency. That's a dangerous place to be because, you know, people are going to be – they're going to shoot their shot at him, and they're going to overpay for him.
Sure they are.
You know, but it just it's going to depend on what he wants to do and if he wants to be here, you know, all of that. But you have to get this fan base excited, John. You can't fool around and say, hey, we're going to make a run next year. And you, what was the record this year? 8-7? Or was it 7? How many games did you win this year?
7-10.
7-10? No, you got to win. You got to win more games than that, John. You got to at least give me three more wins.
Yeah, I don't know that they will. I don't know that they can.
You fix that defense, that's three wins right there.
I don't know how you fix it. You're about to lose Foye Luke.
You got to get some pass rushers.
Well, okay, but you know what? You know you get a pass rusher.
This is what you do. This is how you fix the defense, John. Foye Luke is, I would think that he wants to be here, right? Now there's a number that I'm pretty sure that the Falcons have put on him that they would love him to stay for. You know, I mean, that's everybody has a number. Now, the problem with that is free agency and how much other people put on him and him being the linebacker he was, lead tackler in the NFL. And this is the one thing that I think that they have going for him. The linebacker position over the years in free agency has basically been devalued unless you're one of those pass-rushing linebackers. I don't think Foye Luke is looked at as that. He's not looked at as a pass rushing linebacker. Tackles are not valued as high as sacks, if that makes sense to you. They're not valued as high. So when you talk about a guy that's giving you, say, 150 odd tackles a year or something, that's great, but that doesn't really move the meter for some people. You know, some people it might, you know, you know, just off the top, I could probably see him in a Patriots uniform, something like that, you know, doing something like that. But I don't think he's going to – like, he's going to get some money, but people don't value the linebacker spot like they used to.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, look, I guess a bigger picture here is about 22 versus 23. I think the Falcons could strip the team down next year. My thing is, I think you could go into full rebuild. If you wanted to trade Matt Ryan, it would be an enormous hit to your cap. I get that. But would you be willing to go ahead and do that with the thoughts that 2023 is where you're going to really make your run? I don't know that they would do that. I just don't think it's in their nature. I would. If I were Rich McKay, I'd be sitting down with Terry Fontenot, and I would tell you, you know, if we can get Denver can give us something for Matt Ryan right now and he wants to go play for Dan Quinn in Denver, then I'm, you know what, I'll take the big cap hit. I would take a bad year next year, Hugh. I would take a bad year with the whole point of, you know, okay, we're going to strip out all these bad contracts as much as we can. I'd trade Calvin Ridley. I mean, I would strip this. We talked about it. I would go into full rebuild mode. But I think if you're honest with the fans going, look, we think we have an opportunity in the next two drafts in free agency that by 2023, we can really get rolling because we think the division is going to be winnable. You've got an aging team in Tampa Bay that Bruce Arians could talk about reloading, but I think that's a pipe dream. I think that that franchise is on the downslope here, and it may be on a quick downslope.
See, this is the problem, with what, in my opinion, of what you said, John. I mean, you're playing checkers. We should have did that last year. We should have everything that you're talking about, we should have did that last year. That should have been the move that was made last year. That means that Kyle Pitts shouldn't have been here. But we didn't do that. You know what I mean? Because we were all on board for the retool and go out here and be competitive this year. Now all of a sudden, in 1 year in, and a seven game winning streak, or if you want to call that a winning streak, or winning seven games, now all of a sudden you want to blow it up and start over? Nah, you can't do that. You can't do that, bro. They did that last year. We had the fourth overall pick.
Well, you didn't do it last year, so, I mean, that's a moot point now, and we can go back in, and we talked about this, and I said rebuild last year. I said, okay, let's just go ahead and rebuild, and they didn't do it, and okay, you're right. That's why I didn't want this, let's rebuild while we're trying to win. I just didn't think that was going to work, and I don't think it's going to work this year either. So I'm all on train with, let's go ahead and strip this down and rebuild this thing. I'll accept a bad 22 if I think that they can position themselves to take over this division in 2023, which I think they can.